We have a tremendous amount of information to share. For folks just coming on the line, I want to let everybody know this is David Ricklin from selfgrowth.com. We're going to be talking about teleseminar secrets tonight. And we have a tremendous opportunity to work with, to learn from Alex Mendoshin. And Alex has been my teleseminar mentor. I've learned quite a bit of stuff from him and literally generated hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue and income from the secrets that Alex has taught me over the years. So it's really a phenomenal opportunity, and he's going to be teaching us over the next 90 minutes most of the key things, many of the key things that you really need to know about teleseminars to succeed. He's also going to be sharing some information about a more detailed training program that he provides. But tonight, he's really going to be focusing on teleseminar secrets, what teleseminars are about, how you can put them on, what's involved with it, what are the pieces. It's really a tremendous opportunity. We're going to be starting up in just about a minute. But before we start up, what I want to do is see if we got some energy over here and see who's on the line. So what I'm going to do is open it up in 1 minute, and I'm going to ask everybody to shout out, Alex, tell us your secrets. Hold on, Alex. Let's see if we got everybody on the line.
Okay.
Just want to hear, Alex, tell us your secrets. Hold on. Go, folks.
Alex, tell us your secrets.
A lot of folks on the line for you tonight, Alex.
Oh, David, thank you. I had trouble getting on because there are so many people on. I'm glad I'm on, and I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, that's good to know. Before we jump in, I just want to give folks who are just getting on the line a little bit of your background. And actually, two things. For folks just coming on, we have a handout tonight. If you haven't had a chance to print it out, I recommend it. And you can find it by going to www.selfgrowthteleseminars.com/action guide. No dashes or anything or HTML at the end, just selfgrowthteleseminars.com/action guide. And it's a fairly detailed handout. And for folks who don't know Alex and his background, Alex has been my teleseminar mentor, and I've generated literally hundreds of thousands of dollars from the knowledge that I picked up from Alex over the years. And just to give you a sense of what Alex has been doing, since 1991, he's generated $243 million in sales and profits for his clients through electronic marketing. Things like TV infomercials, online catalogs, teleseminars, webinars. And if you want to get the full details on Alex's background and his story, I'm going to give everybody a URL to jot down right now. And it's www.selfgrowthteleseminars.com, and there's no dashes or anything in it, so it's just selfgrowthteleseminars.com, and you can get a better picture of his background. He's personally consulted with Dale Carnegie Training, NYU, Robbins Research, One Shopping Cart, The Learning Annex, Nightingale Cunning, the list really goes on, and he's hosted teleseminars with a lot of folks that I know, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Stephen Covey, David Allen, Brian Tracy, David Bach, Harvey McKay, the list really goes on and on. He's trained over 14,000 teleseminar students since 2001. He's just done a phenomenal job. And just to give you a little personal information, he lives in the San Francisco Bay Area with his wife, Amy, who I've met, and two children. And I think it's Gabrielle and Brianna. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
And he enjoys 90 free days each year, made possible as a result of his teleseminar marketing strategies.
Yeah.
So, what should folks expect to learn today? And why don't you jump right in? And
well,
for folks following along, we're going to jump into page 2 of the handout.
Okay. The key, selfgrowthteleseminars.com/action guide, that's where the 16-page action guide is. It's an action guide. It's not a note sheet. It's not a study guide. It's not a cheat sheet. It's an action guide. It was meant for you to take action. And what I'd like you to do, if you're listening right now, I'd like you to get rid of any distractions, whether that's a cell phone, email, instant messaging, or any other distraction that would get in the way, because the promise I have for you, hopefully I'll hold true to it, and David's going to hold my feet to the fire. Even though we're good friends, I asked him to do that before the call. We did a little grounding call for about 15 minutes before the call, and I said, look, just follow along with me, and if you have challenges following along, stop me, because I want to make sure everyone gets it, because I want to do everything in my power for you. If you're listening right now, I want you to continue education with me, just like David has, just like Mark Victor Hansen has, Jack Canfield, Stephen Covey, Les Brown. They have literally gone through the same course that I'd like you to go through. I want to influence you. That means you're making your own decision to go to selfgrowthpellaseminars.com and register. And the first 12 people who do that are going to get something very special. That's called a promotional offer. I'll tell you the difference between promotion and marketing in just a moment. The first page is not that important. It's my background. You can read about that later. What I'd like you to do, instead of going to page 2, I'd like you to go to page 16. It's the final page, and there are 4 types of people listening right now. If you do teleseminars, there are 4 types, and you may be one of these 4 types. David, I have no idea what type you are. You let me know as I go through it.
Okay.
All right, you ready? There's the why person, there's the what person, there's the how person, and there's the what if person. Now, the why person is very impatient. They need to know now exactly why do I have to listen to you? And what I'd like to have you put or write down on page 16 next to the word why, at the very top there, is that 1% conversion, 1 on 100, equals 100% conversion, 1 on 1. Let me repeat, 1% conversion, 1 on 100, in other words, 1 on 100 people, is the same or equals 100% conversion 1-on-1. What that means is if I get one person influenced or motivated or persuaded to say yes tonight by going to selfgrowthteleseminars.com and getting registered, and we have over 100 people on this call, obviously. We have many hundreds on this call. It's a lot better than one-on-one consulting, one-on-one coaching, or if you're an independent professional or business owner, dealing with people one-on-one. It takes a lot more time and effort, and it's a lot bigger hassle. Now, underneath the why, the first line of why, write down the Starbucks story of leverage, the Starbucks story of leverage. And here's what a teleseminar really is with your phone. And I want to get your feedback on this, David, when I'm done with this story. It's very quick, and that is that everyone typically has a coffee maker at home or knows someone who owns a coffee maker, and if you own a coffee maker or know someone who has a coffee maker at home, that is a consumer product, meaning it's for consumption. You don't generate any income from it. And so you drink coffee, maybe your spouse drinks coffee, and if you have kids old enough or friends or if you have grandparents living at home, they're drinking coffee. But you can't generate any income from it. Now, if you take that same coffee maker and turn it into a commercial product, just like my phone right now, that cost me less than $90 8 years ago and has generated over $10 million in the last 8 years. It's a phenomenal return on investment. That is a commercial product. If I take the coffee maker I have at home and I stick it into a Starbucks, the same grounds, it doesn't have to be Starbucks, you know, coffee, same filter, same electricity, same water I have at home, would make tens of thousands of dollars if I rented that space in Starbucks, because that's a commercial space. There's a line going out the door. So your coffee maker at home is a consumer product. Your coffee maker in a Starbucks store is a commercial product. Your phone one-on-one is consumer because it's not making you much money. You have to have 100% conversion to make any money. But your phone, as you're dialing into a bridge line with hundreds of people listening, becomes a commercial product, and you don't have to be that good. 1%, 0.5%, 0.25% conversion can have the same impact as 100% conversion one-on-one. David, you've done a lot of one-on-one over the years. What do you think of that process, and do you think that's a valid statement to make?
Oh, absolutely. I was in one-on-one sales. I worked for Hewlett-Packard selling, you know, computer equipment. And then in the software business, and it was one-on-one selling, and you got the sale or you didn't get the sale. You know, you struck out. With a teleseminar, and the power for me, and I think for a lot of folks on the line, is teleseminars provide an opportunity to communicate with a large group of folks if done well, and you just need a small percentage of people really interested in the product or service that you're offering. So it's extremely powerful. It's worked well for us, and that's why I'm on the line right now.
And you build a list, even if the people don't want to say yes at this point, and if the timing is not right, you build a list. Now, that's if you're a why person, you have the reason why it makes sense to listen. If you're a what person, the what people need to know what a teleseminar is. Well, write this down next to the word what. A teleseminar is a bridge line call with a moderator and participants. A teleseminar is a bridge line call. This is a bridge line call. I'm not calling one-on-one. I'm not just talking to David. You're overhearing me. You're eavesdropping. You're listening in on an interview that David has with me. That's a bridge line. It's bridging in. A bridge has two sides. It's a bridge line call with moderator, in this case, moderators, and participants. Now, let me unmute the line. Let's see if there are participants on. Say, and, you know, make me look good, please, because
okay.
David is here. The pressure's on. give me a loud yes. If you're there, give me a loud yes on the count of three. One, two, three.
No.
Yes.
A loud yes. I think we both muted him at the same time.
We're both doing the bridge line. I'm sorry. You're going to control it, David. I'm a control freak, all right? I apologize. I forgot that this is your bridge line. Okay. So, see, when you do 2,000 teleseminars, you're used to pressing star 5.
Right.
Which mutes and unmutes the line. So David was muting, I'm unmuting, he's muting, I'm unmuting. So that it was going back and forth. Now, everyone calls from the convenience of their home or office. That's what a teleseminar is. It's a bridge line call with a moderator or moderators with participants, and everyone calls from the convenience of their home or office. I have no idea if you're calling from your home, from a car, if you're walking your dog. Some people may be mowing their lawn. I have no idea what you're doing, but you're listening because it's easier to listen than to watch something. It's a lot more convenient. So that's the what. The how. You need three things. Write these down. You need a message. David has self-growth and personal development, and the Human Potential Movement is what he's all about. I'm about human potential in the marketing genre. So you need a message. I teach entrepreneurs how to grow their business through teleseminars and virtual events. So that's my message. You need a message, or you need to find someone with a message. Number two, you need a mouth. Now, I have blind students. I have deaf students. But I don't have any students without a mouth. You need a mouth. You can't duct tape your mouth. You need to be able to speak. You need a mouth. My voice is insured. I mean, my wife got my voice to get insured because it's worth, this year anyway, about $5 million. So if my voice runs out or if I don't have a voice, then I'm out of business. So that's one of the shortcomings of a teleseminar. You need a voice and you need a mouth. So you need a message, a mouth. And the third thing you need is a mouse. Now, in the days of direct mail and postcards, we used to send out postcards and fax broadcast, and it was expensive, it was slow. Nowadays, you send out an email, you get hundreds of people registered. There's thousands registered to this call. I think just under 2,000 were registered for the call, and many people can listen to the replay if they want. You need a mouse, you need a computer and a mouse to make it happen. So a message, a mouth, and a mouse with an ordinary telephone. And it is mind-boggling what can happen with teleseminars. So that's how teleseminars work. I'll give you case studies, exactly how they work. And then if you're a what-if person, which is the type of person I am, I'm a what-if. I'm always looking at the aerial view, all these different possibilities. What if I utilize teleseminars for preview calls? In other words, build intimacy and then promote something. In this case, I'm doing everything I can to influence you to say yes to selfgrowthteleseminars.com. I want you to say yes. You invest once, and you can come back forever as an alumnus. And we have a world-class faculty. David's gone through the process. So is his team. Preview calls is exactly what this call is right now. Telefundraisers, that's another what-if. You can raise funds with a telephone. I mean, you don't have to go to a hotel or you know, hire a band or spend a lot of money in getting sponsors. You can get micro donations like I do once a month for Kiva.org, and my calls generate a couple $1,000s each month, and I'm the number one financier for Kiva for entrepreneurs. I've closed more loans than anyone else in the shortest time period, simply not because I'm smart, but because so many people wanted to give 10, 25, and 25, $50 donations. And so a telefundraiser is another what if. What if you used teleseminars for telefundraising? You can do that. Coaching. If you're a coach, 12-on-1 trainings are a great way to have free consultations. You have a better shot at converting a prospect than one-on-one. So coachings and coaching training, consulting, free consultations, what a great way to have a teleseminar work for you. An affiliate training, this is something I think I at least made possible in 2001, 2002 with the internet marketing world. We had affiliates who would respond, not as much with email, but they responded more with teleseminars. And for my selfgrowthteleseminars.com course, I've had affiliates get involved in the teletrainings and learn how to promote. And you can do the same thing with your own affiliates, or you can become an affiliate with a teleseminar. It's a lot more intimate. If you're an author, a virtual book tour is the next what if. Instead of going from bookstore to bookstore, you can have a teleseminar and sell your book on the telephone. I've sold anywhere from 40 to 3,000 books. T. Harv Eker was the largest number of sales of 3,000 books because he has the Millionaire Mind Intensive and other trainings. And then membership sites. If you have a membership site, a once-a-month teleseminar like Jack Canfield does and like I do with Raymond Aron and many other thought leaders, Scott Martineau, even David Ricklin, membership sites and any kind of inner circle or monthly teleseminar is a very cool and intimate way to get to know your prospects, your customers, and those who are just on the fence and wondering if they should yet say yes. So this model, the why, what, how, and what if model, this is the accelerated learning strategies model that David Kolb, K-O-L-B, from Harvard University, he developed this. You can look him up on Google, K-O-L-B. And, you know, just a model that I found very useful because I know there are four different types of people listening. I'm a what-if person. David, are you a why, what, or how person or what-if person? What would you say?
Well, it's interesting. As I was following along, I generally start as a why, but if you get me past the why, I switch over to what.
Yeah, I figured.
And then when you get me through the why and the what, I'm to the how, and then I'm to the what-if, and then I'm in.
You're probably all four then.
Yeah, but I start with the why.
It's always the why. The why.
I always start with the why.
Yeah, they are the most impatient. And so if you are conducting a teleseminar, start with the whys, then tell them what it is, then how it works, then what if you utilized it many ways. And that's the top third of page 16. And I think right now you got your money's worth. We could just hang up if you wanted to, but I hope you don't. Because that is more than most people have taught on teleseminars on how to approach your students, because you need to know how they make sense of the world and how they learn. On page 2, there are 6 things that you do not need for teleseminar secrets. The secrets you're going to learn today, the great news is you don't need 6 things. Number 1, speech memorization. You don't need to memorize any speeches. I'm reading a handout that's filled in, and I'm giving David the answers to this handout so that you can check your answers, and the pale ink or the ink that you've written is better than a photographic memory, so hopefully the answers that you're given in a day or two will match the answers that you've written down. I want you to write, to listen, and to view what you're writing down, because that's what's going to accelerate your learning. So speech memorization is number 1. Number 2, cold calling.
These are things you don't need.
You don't need to cold call, no. I mean, no one's making anyone. If you're listening right now, no one's making you listen right now. No one is. You're here because you want to be here, or you're curious, or you're wondering, what is it that he's talking about? Is it possible to turn my annual income into a monthly income? Is it possible? So whether you're coming in as a skeptic or a believer or a naysayer, I have no idea, but you don't need to cold call if you are a teleseminar marketer, because everyone is an invited guest. So cold calling, there's no rejection. If people hang up during this call, I won't know it. David won't know it. Only those who hang up know it. And they're missing out, because at the end of this call, if you're listening, you will be a different person by the time we're done in the next 80 minutes. Number 3, web programming. Web programming. You don't need to learn HTML. I mean, Warren Buffett's the world's richest person on earth, richest man on earth. He doesn't know how to put up a website, most likely. You know, so I don't know how, nor do I want to learn. But I have templates to make that easy, and I have webmasters to do that for me, and we have a vendor list to get people to do that. And if you go to selfgrowthteleseminars.com, that's one of the ethical bribes that you get access to the vendor list. Now, I have a big ethical bribe that I'm going to offer at about the 70-minute mark, but I'm doing that deliberately because people stay on a call somewhere between 50 to 60 minutes. So to get people to stay on for an additional 70 or 90 minutes, I want to put something at the end of that, just like I would want you to do the same thing to get people motivated to listen. So you're going to hear something at 70 minutes that I have offered once before last year with David, and you'll hear it again tonight, and you'll just have to wait until we're there. That's in about 50 minutes. Number four, travel and lodging. Travel and lodging. If you go to a physical seminar, if you're a public speaker, then you know all about travel and lodging. You know all about the TSA security at the airport. You know all about the delays. You don't have to do that with teleseminars. We didn't ask you or make you to travel or lodge anywhere tonight. You're just calling in. And most people have a flat rate phone service, so it probably didn't cost you anything. So travel or lodging is number four. Number five is software or hardware. You don't need any new software. Most bridge lines are free. If you go to Google, type in free bridge line, and you'll see a bunch of free bridge lines. Now, if you get bigger and you have more people listening, then you'll want to pay for a bridge line, but you can get over 1,000 people on a line for less than $100 a month. And so the software has come a long, long way. If you go to selfgrowthteleseminars.com and you click on the blog link, you'll see a video of Jay Abraham. And he talks about 1989, he paid $60,000 a month, David, to get 50 people on a call. I mean, can you imagine? There's no way I could sell teleseminar secrets if that were the case today. Can you imagine if 1989 were today? We wouldn't have two nickels to rub talking about teleseminars because it would not be possible for most people to make it happen. So software and hardware, you don't need any new software and hardware. If you have a phone and if you have the internet connection, then that's really all you need. And then the sixth thing, and I don't know how this will come across, but you don't need a good hair day. If you don't have any hair or if you have bad hair, it doesn't matter because you can be in your sandals, your shorts, you can be in a nightgown, you can conduct teleseminars. I'm in socks right now. I have this like foot massager underneath my desk, and I just roll the bottoms of my feet over it any time that I want to, increase my energy. Those are the six things you don't need. Speech memorization, cold calling, web programming. Number four is travel or lodging. Five is software or hardware. And six is a good hair day. You don't even need that. You need that for public speaking. You need to suit up and show up, but you don't need that for teleseminars. Now, in the middle of page two, it says, as an entrepreneurial CEO, what's the fast, easy, most economical way to transform your, and there's a blank there, I want you to type in or write in annual income into your monthly income. Annual is the first fill-in, monthly is the second fill-in, and the answer is teleseminars. Now, if you go back to page 16, David, key point number one is you have 36 chances to turn your annual income into a monthly income. Please write that down. You have 36 chances starting next year to turn your annual income into a monthly income. How many months in a year? 12. How many months in 3 years? 36. It took me 23 months to turn my annual income into a monthly income, and my income started to rise because that which I record or that which I measure will improve, and if I measure and report on it, even if it's just to myself, it may improve exponentially. So I have found that this process of recording and putting 36 columns and writing down my annual income at the top and you know, seeing what my monthly income is. It took me 23 months to get there, and my annual income became an hourly income 16 times in the year 2006, from the year 2001 to 2006. The 2001 income was $63,700, and then because of teleseminars, by the year 2006, that turned into an hourly income 16 times. In 2001, I lived in New York, David. I lived right by you. And I left because my son was born, and we moved out to the San Francisco Bay Area because our family's out there. And, of course, there was the atrocity of 9/11. And most of the travel business and many businesses went under, or they were, you know, hurting. It was fascinating to me. Mine exploded. People stopped traveling. They started listening to teleseminars. And so they still wanted to learn, but in 2001, my income started to accelerate, and then that moved into 2002, 2003, and so on. You'll see later, through the power of repurposing, you can generate a lot of income. In 2008 and beyond, I mean, supposedly there's a recession happening, or there's an economic downswing. People have admitted to that. Well, I've had my best years during recessionary economies because people stop traveling and they stay home. The money they save on travel, they put into learning and training, at least in my world. So maybe you'll be the same way. I've gotten a pay raise every single year. So that is key point number one on page 16. There's three of them there. We'll get to them.
Alex, I just need to jump in for 1 second.
Go ahead.
I just got an email from someone. I'm sure there's a bunch of new folks on the line as well who are still looking for the handout page.
Yes.
They haven't had a chance. I just want to repeat it to folks.
Go for it.
It's www.selfgrowthteleseminars.com/action guide. And we're also going to be sharing information on, it's good to jot this down, you can take a look as well, at www.selfgrowthteleseminars.com. But if you want to get the action guide, it's just selfgrowthteleseminars.com/action guide. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. And the page we're on right now is page 3, and I'll have the answers into David very, very soon. I want to thank Stephen Burroughs for trusting us. You're one of the first 12. You have no idea what you're about to get, Stephen. I mean, wait till the 70th minute. I hope to just make you smile from ear to ear. Thank you for trusting us in advance. You have come on board, and the reason I know that you've come on board, and this is one thing I want you to do as a teleseminarian, if you're doing teleseminars, to acknowledge people as they're coming on board just through your shopping cart. So, Stephen, thank you for trusting us. And I take that as an honor. Thank you very much. Now, on page 3, it says traditional marketing method, and it says teleseminar marketing method. Now, there's a big difference, and the traditional marketing method is what most people do. And forgive me for saying this, but it's stupid. It doesn't make sense. It is not a way to generate income. It's a way to have guesswork and trouble and struggle. Message media market is the sequence that most people go about in the traditional marketing method. They create a message, or they create a product, or they create software. So put a 1 under message, put a 2 under media, and put a 3 under market. Now, they're matching the message with the market, but how do you know what the message is? I mean, you have no idea what the message is supposed to be unless the market tells you. The teleseminar marketing method is something that David, I borrowed from Socrates. It's a 2,500-year-old technology. It's called the Socratic method, and it's just the opposite. Go from right to left. Instead of left to right, message, media, market, go market, number 1, media, number 2, and message is number 3. It's just the opposite. You're matching what the market wants and creating a message. And that's what a teleseminar marketing method does for you, because you can ask your market what it wants, and then all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, just without guesswork, you can give them what they want. Now, I'm going to show you on page 4 and 5 how that works. Now, the single most important part of this 16-page handout is at the bottom of page 3, and I want you to write these two words down, Marketing changes minds, M-I-N-D-S, minds. See, if I tell you to go to selfgrowthteleseminars.com and I'm telling you that one-on-many is better than one-on-one, I've changed your mind. You know, I'm giving you a call to action, selfgrowthteleseminars.com, and I'm telling you what to do. But promotion changes behavior. Write the word down, behavior. Behavior is grabbing your mouse, taking the wallet out of your pocket, taking out your credit card, and paying for something. You need an actionizer. You need a why. Why should people do it now? That's what changes behavior. That's how you make money. You need to be a promoter. If you look at Nikola Tesla, based on my definition, he was a marketer. He changed minds. That was the inner game. You know, he was a genius. But it's Edison who changed behavior. He died as a multimillionaire. Nikola Tesla died as a pauper. In fact, Edison is in your, or was in your home state of New Jersey.
Yep.
Charles Hanel, same situation. He was a marketer. He changed mind. Mental Chemistry is a world-class book. You could barely find it on Amazon.com. It's the book that Bill Gates read before dropping out of Harvard. Who knows who Charles Hanel is? Very few people. But the fact is, it's Napoleon Hill who studied Charles Hanel's work and then eventually developed under the sponsorship of Andrew Carnegie, Think and Grow Rich, after 20 years of trial. If he had teleseminars, he could have done it in 2 months, but it took him 20 years. He had to interview people physically, right, David? And so he interviewed the 500 most influential men and women in the world at the time. Napoleon Hill was a promoter. He changed behavior. Millions of people have purchased Think and Grow Rich. Hundreds of thousands have purchased Mental Chemistry. Charles Hanel was a genius, like Nikola Tesla, but he was the marketer. He changed minds. That was the inner game. It's the outer game that adds a zero to your net worth. You need to promote. Jesus, Baal Shem Tov, Confucius, Mahatma Gandhi, they're all promoters. They changed behavior. Some of the greatest spiritual leaders of all time were promoters. Demosthenes was a promoter. When he spoke, people said, let's march against Philip of Macedon. Cicero was a marketer. Cicero was a great speaker, but he was a marketer. He changed minds, and people would say, hey, what a great speech. So you want to be a promoter, not a marketer. And at the 70th minute, in about 40 minutes, I'm going to be a promoter. I've been promoting throughout. I've been telling you to go to selfgrowthteleseminars.com, and Stephen Burrows has taken to it and has said yes, and anyone else who comes through, I'll be acknowledging you as well. But I want you to be a promoter and not a marketer. So we come to page 4, and David, I want to turn to you right now. Promotion and marketing. You know, many public and professional speakers will starve because they don't know how to promote or they're afraid to promote. They're great marketers. They know how to change minds, but they don't know how to change behavior. What do you have to say about that? Do you have any feelings about that statement?
That's very true. Absolutely. You need to change. You need to learn how to change people's behavior. A first step, for me, a first step is the changing the minds and moving the minds, but you ultimately need to learn how to change behavior for people to take action. That's the key.
It is. And, you know, it is an inner game first and then an outer game. So the changing mind is critical, but you got to also change the behavior. Half of it is not enough. Now, case studies 1, 2, 3, and 4 on pages 4 and 5, I want you to write in by hand these domains, because the www and the .com is there. Okay, the first one is Ask Bob Proctor. I interviewed him 2 days ago for the 8th time. I had never met him at the time of this interview that you're looking at on page 4, but now we're good friends, and we've literally made almost $1 million together. It's incredible. Next is AskLessBrown.com. Ask Les, L-E-S Brown, B-R-O-W-N. If you know Les, and if you call his cell phone, he has a different message every single day. It's amazing. Next on page 5, Ask Jack Canfield. Ask Jack Canfield. And the final person is Laurel Langmire. Ask Laurel, L-O-R-A-L, now. AskLaurelNow.com. Mega Mies, Advanced Energy Therapeutics, thank you for trusting us. We have 10 more slots. You don't even know what we're giving, and thank you for trusting us. I can't even believe it. Thank you. And the reason I'm acknowledging you is because you are a decision maker. The most expensive people on any list, opt-in or customer list, are the indecisive. I want you to either dislike me or like me, but the undecided, they are the most expensive people on your list. So you want to polarize your audience, and that's what I'm going to teach you how to do tonight. Hopefully I'm doing that already. So ask Bob Proctor, ask Les Brown, ask Jack Canfield, and ask Laurel now. Pages 4 and 5, L-O-R-A-L. There's a spelling of her name there on the webpage. These are all templates, by the way, that Mega, you will get, and Stephen, you will get. You will get these templates. They're all online, and all you need to know is how to cut and paste. Now, if you're listening and you don't know how to cut and paste, please hang up because I can't help. You got to know how to cut and paste. I'm sorry. So
can you have somebody working for you who knows how to do it?
Yeah, you can. But I mean, it's important to know how to cut and paste. And someone working for you can teach you how to cut and paste.
I hope so.
You know, you need a right or left hand. You need a finger, and you need a mouse, and you're good to go. You don't even need a mouse sometimes. You just need some type of a keyboard, and you can make it work. Now, these are templates. These four pages that you're looking at on pages 4 and 5, they're Bob, Les, Jack, and Laurel. This is the methodology that I didn't invent, but I modeled from Socrates. Now, many people will ask me, how did you get a hold of Bob? He was in The Secret. He's been on Larry King. He's been on Oprah. How'd you get a hold of Les? How'd you get a hold of Jack? How'd you get a hold of Laurel? Well, I got news for you. Let me tell you, I didn't know them at the time. I asked three very simple questions. Not even four. Three questions on page 16. I'll get to what those questions are in just a moment. And you can do the exact same thing. The reason I'm bringing up these case studies is because many people don't have a message. Many people don't have a topic or an area of expertise, but you can be a Napoleon Hill. You can be a Dale Carnegie. You can be a Larry King or an Oprah Winfrey or a Barbara Walters. You can be an interviewer, a reporter. So I approached Bob Proctor, and I couldn't get to him. I got to his gatekeeper. I got to his son, Brian. David, do you know Brian? Have you met him?
I've spoken to him a number of times, and he is the gatekeeper.
He is the gatekeeper, yeah. And he's blood, and he's a very, very good gatekeeper, actually.
Yes.
And I've mentored Brian's son, Bob's grandson, and I've tried to get to Bob that way, but Bob wouldn't have anything to do with it, you know. I couldn't get to his heartstrings that way. So through Brian, I asked three very simple questions. I asked the same three questions of Les, of Jack, and of Laurel's team. And here are the three questions. Let's go to page 16. And I want to be frank and transparent and honest with you. If you talk to 12 people, two people are going to say yes to you. If you talk to 12 people, two are going to say yes. One-sixth of the people are going to say yes to you. Okay, now, it's not 10% and it's not 20%. It's somewhere in between. But if you just have one person in mind, you're going to be out of luck. So hang up. It's not for you. But if you have 12 thought leaders in mind that you would like to interview, two will say yes, maybe more. But that was my track record when no one knew me. Now the track record is much higher. It's closer to 100% because I have a list of over 225,000 people. They're all entrepreneurs. And on one of the pages coming up as an ethical bribe, as an additional bonus that David doesn't even know about, on page 13, I'm going to give you an opportunity. In fact, already Mega and Stephen have access to this, and they don't even know it. They're going to have access to my list, one mailing to the list, and they'll keep 100% of the profit. Oh. So that's coming up in about 50 minutes. But right now, here's what I asked Brian Proctor. So if you get to a gatekeeper, that's good, because you want to ask three questions. And on page 16, it says JVQ1, JVQ2, and JVQ3. That's as in question 1, question 2, question 3. David, do you see it?
I see it.
Okay.
Do you have more? I'm waiting.
Okay, you ready? Do you have more? Dot, dot, dot. Okay. Now, do you have more? This is what I asked Brian. Do you have more prospects than paid customers on your list. Hey, Brian, do you have more prospects than paid customers on your list? And David, what did Brian tell me?
Absolutely.
Yes! He said, yeah. I mean,
many more.
It's almost like a stupid question, right? It's 10 to 1, 20 to 1, 30 to 1 in many cases. In some cases, 100 to 1. You know, prospects who have never paid a penny.
Right.
You know, some marketers call them driftwood. I don't think that's very nice, but I just think of it as unmonetized assets. So that was the first question. Here's the second question, JVQ number two. Do you want to monetize, that means make money, monetize those prospects into paid customers? And what do you think he said?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, he said yes. He didn't say absolutely. He was kind of wondering if, you know, he was wondering about my sanity because they were such basic questions. But, I mean, I asked them because they are fundamental questions. John Wooden, who's the winningest coach in college basketball history, he says it comes down to fundamentals, whether it was with Lou Alcindor, who later became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or if it was with any of the other great players that you know, he had playing for him, Bill Walton and many, many others. He said it comes down to shoes and socks, shoes and socks. If you have blisters, you can't play basketball, you know. So it's fundamentals. You know, it's touching the wood floor. So these are fundamentals. This is where the rubber meets the road, where the soles meet the wooden floor. So do you want to monetize those prospects into paid customers? The answer was yes. Third question, JVQ3, would you like me to show you how to do it in 90 minutes? Would you like me to show you how to do it in 90 minutes? Now, he didn't say yes to this, David. He said, maybe. I said, okay. Would you give me 5 minutes to tell you how we're going to do it? And he said, okay, go ahead. You got 5 minutes. So in the next 300 seconds, here's what I told him. I said, okay, I have a template. He said, a what? A template. He said, and what's a template? I said, a template is something you just have to cut and paste. You're going to upload your dad's picture, Bob's picture. I'm going to give you a script. He said, a what? A script. I'm just going to give you a script, and your dad's going to read it. And that's it. I don't want any work on your dad's part because I don't have a list. Your dad has the list. See? And that's the key. I didn't have the list. In fact, I didn't even ask for money. I just wanted the interview. I just wanted the branding. I ended up getting 20% of the sales, and I'll tell you how that happened. But this was my dialogue. See, you want to sacrifice short-term profits for long-term wealth. Don't go for the jugular vein. If you go for the money up front, you're not going to gain the rapport it takes to build a friendship. Build the friendship first, then you can ask for everything you want later. Think about that. So we put his picture there at the top of page 4. We put his audio after he read the script into Audio Generator, which is software that I've co-developed. And then, you know, I knew what his topic would be. Bob Proctor teaches people how to reprogram their mind to attract the money and wealth they deserve. So if you go to that page later, askbobproctor.com, you'll hear something like, hi, this is Bob Proctor, and I'm so glad you're visiting this webpage. Okay, those are two unarguable truths right there, Bob Proctor and webpage. You're visiting the webpage, and his name is Bob Proctor, so that's something you want to say. He says, if you had one chance to ask me any question on how to reprogram your mind to gain the money and wealth you deserve, what would your question be? Please type in your question, and maybe it'll be one of the questions that I answer during a live teleseminar with Alex Mondosian coming up on the 13th of July, 2006. Now, it took me almost 2 years to get this interview, so if you think it's easy, it's not always easy. This one took me a long, long time. But between 2006 and 2008, almost $1 million, so I think it's worth it, you know? It's worth it. I'm sacrificing short-term profit for long-term wealth. What happened was we got 1,100 questions that came in where it says your content comes in here, and Bob answered 21 of those. Think of all the other, you know, questions he has for other types of repurposing. But he answered the questions, and really the topic of the call was 21 answers to the most important questions on how to reprogram your mind to attract the money and wealth you deserve. Again, going back to page 3, market media message. It's not message media market, it's market media message. We went to Bob's market first, we asked them what they wanted, and then we gave it to them. And these were people who had never been monetized. They'd never been No one ever made money from them before. And we had over 560 people say yes. He sold coaching. $85,000 later, I got paid 20% of it. I was going to ask for 10%, David, but someone once told me, don't ever, volunteer what you want. And I said, so what do you think that was worth? And they said, how about 20%? I said, I'll take it.
I like it.
And it worked. And it was a lot of money, and plus I had the interview. So that's Ask Bob Proctor. The same thing happened with Les Brown at the bottom of page 4. The same thing has happened with Jack Canfield month after month. And the same thing happened with Laurel Langmire. Hers was a book. That was a virtual book tour. But it was the same method. So on pages 4 and 5, we did the exact same thing. I asked the same questions, and we got the same results. Now, on page 6 and 7, these pages are critically important. If you decide to come on board at selfgrowthteleseminars.com, you don't need these pages because you'll have everything online. All you need to know is how to cut and paste. Your webmaster can do it, or you can do it, okay? However, if you don't come on board, then you'll want to make copies of these pages, and it's more trouble and struggle, but at least you'll have them. And these pages on 6 and 7 are how to create your ask page. So the first thing you need to know is your micro niche. And the second thing you need to know is your topic of expertise. Now, your micro niche, if you imagine, David, imagine an upside-down triangle or an upside-down pyramid, excuse me. Can you see it in your mind's eye, like an upside-down where the point of the pyramid is at the bottom
Yes.
and the base is at the top? Can you see that?
Yes, but I just drew it out to make it easy to see.
Exactly. So just draw a triangle where the base is at the top and the point is at the bottom. At the base, if you write the word market, in the middle, going downward, if you write the word niche, and at the very point, write micro niche, it's very important because the market is not what you want. The niche is not what you want. It's the micro niche you want. So let's give you some examples. Sports, that's a market, the sports market. Niche, let's say golf, that's a niche. But you're not going to make any money just golf. If you buy the ad word golf, you're not going to make any money. But golf swing, you can make millions of dollars like John Carlton has. He's a world-class copywriter and many others. Or putting. If you have a DVD on putting, that's a micro niche. So that's at the very bottom of that triangle that's upside down. Basketball, that's the niche. Sports, again, is the market. In the middle is basketball. Dribbling is the micro niche. Or free throws is the micro niche. Or take another market, say investing, that's the market. The niche is securities, like stocks, and options is the micro niche. So what you want is to establish what micro niche are you an area of expertise at? Do you have an area of expertise of who your market is? Or more importantly, do you know someone who has a micro niche expertise, whether single moms, professional speakers, spiritual healers, college students, retired professionals, massage therapists. There are some examples there. And then your topic of expertise, it could be changing limiting beliefs, creative writing, time management, yoga, weight loss through yoga, teleseminar marketing, that's mine, network marketing, fundraising, negotiation, accelerated learning, spiritual psychology. My wife has a master's in spiritual psychology, teaching piano. These could be your topics of expertise. What's important is for you to write these niches and topics down. You want to write a micro niche down because Paylink is better than the best memory you would ever have. And what you want to do is on page 7, write down your micro niche next to as a, and write down your topic of expertise next to about. So it goes something like this. As a blank, as a single mom, as a divorced dad, as a college student, as a first-time author, as a CPA, as a first-year attorney. Okay, those are micro niches that you're marketing to. They're human beings. What's your single most important question about changing your limiting beliefs, losing weight through yoga, building your business through teleseminars, negotiating, network marketing, fundraising, teaching piano? That's your topic of expertise. So if you want to see the formula in action, let's go back to Les Brown on page 4, and you'll see his micro niche is public speaker. It's not presenter. It's not communicator. it's public speaker. As a public speaker, it says at the bottom of page 4, what's your most important question about delivering more memorable and more effective platform presentation? That's his expertise. He teaches public speakers how to deliver more memorable and powerful and effective platform presentations. So all you need to know is your micro niche and your topic of expertise, and you're in business. You put up your ask page, and that's page 6 and 7, David, questions, comments.
It's a very powerful technique, and what's interesting is most people, you know, most people kind of come up with the product, come up with the, and kind of pray that people are interested in it. This whole strategy is so powerful and effective because basically it enables you to do market research first, target the niche you're in, and I'm a strong advocate of this, of targeting a niche. I think one of the biggest challenges is people just go after something too big that they really can't tackle, and this really combines both those capabilities.
It certainly does, and what's interesting is those who come to me and say, you know, how do I know where my market is? Well, my response is, well, thank God that you didn't create a product, because you'd have to dump all this money and effort and energy into a product, and then if you're wondering who your market is, how are you going to sell
right.
that product? I mean, it's not about your product. It's about your prospect. It's people that have the wallet. It's not the product or software that have the wallet. So it's something that people have a huge challenge with, but at the same time, it's an egregious error, because if you don't know who your market is, if you don't know who you're selling to, you won't know what to sell them. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You need to know your market.
You need to know your market.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean, and you need to find that market first. It's about your prospect, not about your product. So putting it all together on pages 8, 9, and 10 is the Brian Tracy Ask campaign. And I interviewed Brian Tracy just about an hour before this interview, actually. And Brian, I couldn't get to because he was not accessible, but I did get to Victor Riesling, his handler.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Victor 3 questions. Hey, Victor, do you have more prospects than paid customers on your list? Do you want to monetize those prospects into paid customers? And would you like me to show you how to do it in 90 minutes? He said, yes, yes, and, well, I don't know. I said, well, would you be willing to give me 5 minutes to show you how? He said, sure. I said, okay, I need a picture of Brian. So I put it up. So if you go to justaskbrian.com, justaskbrian.com, just write that in underneath step 1. This is called the Ask, Thank, Sell formula. Ask your target audience what they want. Thank your target audience for what they've given you, and then sell your content for a profit. Ask, thank, sell. So justaskbrian.com, if you go there, Brian read a script just like Bob, just like Jack, just like everyone else has read. And if you go there, justaskbrian.com, you'll hear him say, hey, it's Brian Tracy. And if you had one chance to ask me any questions about my selling strategies, what would your question be? Well, 800 questions come in about selling strategies. And what's interesting is, as marketers, we don't typically see things as things are. We see things as we are. But if you're a mirror, if you're not a marketer, you're a mirror. In other words, the genius is in the market, not in the marketer. Then you'll do step 2, which is taking what you learned from your survey and creating a sales letter online or a sales letter offline. JustAskBrian.com/teleseminar is the next case study. If you go there after this call, you can see this page, JustAskBrian.com/teleseminar. What we found out that, and by the way, Victor didn't say that he'd give us 90 minutes because Brian didn't have 90 minutes. He said he'd give us 70 minutes. So that's what it says. Give me 70 minutes, and I'll show you my 12 time-proven strategies. Now, if he gave me 90 minutes, it would have been 20 strategies, but it was 12 because we didn't have enough time. The most requested topic during the survey was closing techniques. Brian, how do I close more sales? Now, I want you to check this out. Look at the sales letter. This sales letter was what I wrote, but it's not what I really wrote. It's what the market wrote for me, because this came about 2.5 weeks after that worldwide survey. It's a worldwide survey because it was on the World Wide Web. And so I told people, hey, and this is to Brian's list. It wasn't to mine. I said, listen, we just did a worldwide survey, and you know, these are the most requested topics, and if you'd like to join us for this call, you know, pay $30. Actually, pay $29.95 and 10 extra dollars for the audio transcripts. And guess what? Over 360 people did. So the most requested topic was all about closing. How do I close more sales? So follow along with me, David. I asked Victor, Brian's handler. I still didn't get to Brian. The first time I talked to Brian was during the interview. And so I asked Victor, I said, hey, Victor, does Brian have closing techniques that are notable enough to write about? He said, are you kidding? Brian has the three most reliable closes he's been repeatedly using to sell a bunch more financial products than anyone's ever dreamed possible. I said, can I quote you on that? He said, sure. And that became bullet number one. I said, what about takeaways? People asked about takeaways. Does Brian have any takeaways, you know, during his selling strategies? He said, listen, Brian's favorite takeaway almost instantly will shatter buying resistance from even the most difficult or skeptical prospects. I said, can I quote you on that? He said, sure. And that was bullet number two. I thought the fear of rejection would be the first and most requested topic. I was wrong. That's number seven. Number one was closing. Number two was takeaway. Number three was follow-up. Numbers four was referrals. If you're following along, the fifth blew me away. Refund request. Who would ever think in selling that anyone would be interested in refunds? Well, the market was. So you are not the genius. The market is the genius. And look how there's no guesswork. First market, then media, then message. We use the media in the form of a teleseminar, and then we use the internet, and we get to the market, and we answer questions. It's exactly what Brian did, but it got better because step three, where we're selling repurposed telecontent before we even have the call, this graphic cost me about $50 with Heather. Heather Kirk is my graphic artist. Everyone who's joining tonight or before the Monday before the training with the Teleseminar Secrets training, selfgrowthteleseminars.com, is where the full story is. I've been mentioning that again and again. If you join us, you'll get access to all the vendors I have. Heather is one of my graphic artists, and I paid her $50 for the graphics you're looking at the top of page one. I said, okay, I want you to create a three-ring binder and a CD, and I want to have a pre-publication release. She said, a what? I said, a pre-publication release. It's not published yet. We haven't even had the call. I want to see if someone's interested in buying it. So, David, I wanted to find out if people would be willing to buy it, and then I'd finance it. So I paid her $50. 72 people, 18% of the people said yes, and paid
wow.
They paid an extra $20. Now, I have a calculator. 72 times 20 is $1,440. It cost me $50. I got back over $1,400. That's like saying, if I give you, or if you give me $1 and I give you back $28, how long are you willing to do that? Most people say forever.
Yes, every day. All
every day.
Day.
Forever, for the rest of your life, until it's, you know, one for one. So why not put up a pre-publication release like this? Why stop with just an upsell of audio transcripts? Put up a pre-publication release, see if anyone cares. Well, they did. This is powerful stuff. Sloppy success is better than perfect mediocrity. Put that down in your additional notes. Sloppy success is better than perfect mediocrity. And someone like you, David, you have so much product. The pre-publication release strategy is powerful because you can generate so much income, teleseminar after teleseminar. If you just give it a try and see if people are going to say yes to it, the worst case scenario is they say no and you end up not printing the CD and the three-ring binder. But the cool thing about having a three-ring binder and a CD is people are less apt to asking for a refund. It's easy for people who are lazy, who don't even listen to the content, to ask for a refund for a digital product. But it's not as easy to send back the three-ring binder and the CD. So they end up listening to it. Plus, it's physical. They can touch it. It's on their bookshelf. So, you know, I was branded. Brian was branded. David, you can be branded because you do a lot of interviews. The pre-publication is powerful. That's page 10. Comment, questions.
What I'd like to do, it's coming on an hour, and I want to make sure we cover repurposing. What you're talking about right now is very, very powerful, and it's a great idea. and I want folks to take note of it, but I want to jump into repurposing because I think this is, for me, a lot of the power of teleseminars.
It is.
Repurposing, so I'd like you to jump in and really spend some time on this. You've been talking about teleseminars, how they work, how they can be effective, but repurposing teleseminars is an extremely powerful way to develop products. Well, I'll let you jump into it.
Well, the thing with repurposing is it makes you an instant information marketer. It makes you an instant information publisher because the spoken word is so simple to repurpose. If you look on page 11, you can repurpose a teleseminar and put the audio files on a flash drive. You can make the transcripts into a three-ring binder. You can turn it into a book. I spoke the entire Business Podcasting Bible I wrote with Paul Culligan. I physically sold for $20 less than 250 copies on Amazon.com. But because of repurposing and because of our $1,000 course called Podcast Secrets, we've generated close to $1 million as a result of selling about 250 books. It's amazing. I mean, what author could say that? Repurposing makes it possible. Podcasting, CDs, mini e-courses. So repurposing is a powerful strategy. Teleseminars make it possible. Let's go to page 12, and here are 12. Now, there are probably three times as many, but here are 12 repurposing ideas that you can generate from one 60-minute teleseminar. In fact, we're at the 60-minute mark. These are 12 things that I could do right now, that David could do right now in repurposing this call and generate income from it. Number one, ebook. I have spoken at about 50 pages an hour. So there's about 50 pages, 250 words per page. I can't write that fast. I can write maybe 3 to 5 pages an hour if I'm really hauling. But I can speak 50 pages an hour. An ebook is a great way to repurpose. You can give it away as a bonus, or you can sell it. Next, a mini e-course is number two. I can take the ebook, I can chunk it into 5 parts, and or if I were to have a teleseminar on repurposing, let's say the 12 most powerful repurposing ideas a teleseminar can give you, that's 12 parts, right? At this page, this is page 12. There's 12 different parts I can have. So that book can have 12 chapters. And it can have 12 audio files, 12 autoresponders, and I have a mini e-course I can sell for $100, or I can give it away free as a bonus. That is repurposing strategy number two. So far, so good?
Perfect.
Okay, CD is number three. A physical CD. You can get 75 minutes on a CD. Why not repurpose your teleseminar onto a CD and give it to someone? Or why not have it online and charge $5.95 shipping and handling and make it free and get it physically so you can get the address and the phone number and everything else involved with the person's contact info. A CD is very powerful. Number four, blog posts. How many blog posts have I spoken so far? 20? 30?
Right.
I'm doing blog posts at the speed of sound, David. Would you agree?
There's a lot of blog posts in here, and I'm looking forward to seeing them.
There's 12 of them right now just on this page. So blog posts, you don't have to write with your fingers or hands. You can write with your mouth. Number five, this is a lost art. Tony Giri, who's a good friend of mine, has a bunch of these, and so does Zig Ziglar, so does Stephen Covey. Booklets. Why have a business card? Why not have a 24-page booklet talking about the strategies or the tips that you have in mind? A booklet is read more, and if you have your website at the bottom of the booklet on every single page, people are going to come to it. So a booklet is a great way to repurpose a teleseminar. 50 pages, 250 words, who knows, that's maybe 60 pages, 64 pages as a booklet. That's number five. Number six, articles. Articles. It's going to be one of the strategies to generate traffic without search engine optimization. How many articles have I talked about? I have 12 articles on this page. I probably have spoken 20 articles so far about teleseminars. Every article I've ever written on easyandarticles.com, I get over 200 unique visitors a day from easyandarticles.com, which is one of thousands of article directories. An article is a great way, 300 to 500 words. One of our faculty members, Jeff Herring, the article marketing guy, that's all he does. He teaches people how to generate money and cash and traffic through articles. He has a list of less than 5,000, and he generates $20,000 a month because that's how powerful articles can be. They are very highly intimate, and people get to know, like, and trust you faster. So articles, that's number six. Ebook, mini e-course. Number three is CD. Number four is blog post. Number five is booklet. Number six, articles. Okay, halfway. Number seven and eight. Seven, paper transcript. Paper transcript. I recommend you put it in a three-ring binder, not in a spiral binder. Three-ring binder stands up by itself, and you can brand yourself through the spine. A spiral-bound notebook, you can't, because it's spiral. I mean, all you see is the spiral. So, and it can't stand up on itself, by itself. So a paper transcript, if you're going to give it to someone, put it in a three-ring binder, pay a couple extra bucks, and you'll be branded in their library. Number eight, digital transcript. A PDF, for example, selfgrowthteleseminars.com/action guide. That is a transcript that's not filled in. You're filling it in now. You're on page 12. These pages are worth a lot more than they were, let's say, an hour ago. You're probably a different person than you were 64 minutes ago, right? So the digital transcript is a great way. You don't have to kill trees. You just get a PDF over to someone, like I do with teleseminars, and you can deliver content without someone multitasking. I'm self-servingly giving you this action guide because I don't want you to multitask. I don't want you to check email. I don't want you to go online. I don't want you to instant message. I want you to write stuff down so you don't multitask and join me. That's why I'm doing it. Again, it's self-serving, and at the same time, it's benevolent because you're going to get generate more from it. Next, audio postcards, number nine. Now, I co-invented what an audio postcard is. It's a simple, very simple concept. It's an HTML page that looks like a postcard. Now, if you put my picture on the postage stamp, you'll probably suppress your response. So you want to put something else up there. But the fact is it looks like a regular postcard, and you have audio there. It plays automatically, and it's a great way to get people onto teleseminars. I have 52 of them. If you go to selfgrowthteleseminars.com, and look at the 52-week audio postcard coaching program, I've pre-recorded those. They're PDF transcripts, and they're audio postcards. You get one per week, and they're 52 of the most important questions that have come in from over 4,000, David, 4,000 questions in 8 years in doing teleseminars, 52 of them, one per week. That is typically sold for $250. It doesn't cost me anything to give it away, so I do for free. It's a great ethical bribe. Join us, and you will get it for free as well. Next is online videos. Now, I'm going to have my son, Gabriel, who is under the age of 10, he's going to take flip videos of me during the selfgrowthteleseminars.com series. All eight modules, he's going to take videos of me. We're going to put it on YouTube and show people how simple it is to do teleseminars. Now, these teleseminars will last 3, 4, and 5 hours sometimes with even the Q&A. But my son will just put a flip video up, show what I look like as I'm giving the seminar, not for 5 hours, but for a couple minutes, and people can see how simple it is to do a teleseminar from the comfort of your home and generate a 6- or 7-figure income. So online videos is a great way, it's a viral way to generate traffic to your websites. And then number 11, flash drive. It's a lost art, but imagine uploading ebooks, imagine uploading audio files and videos of a flash drive, which is a thumb drive. It's something you typically, it's a hard drive. It's what you would take between your laptop and your computer, your PC, and exchange information. What if you printed your picture on it and put your website address on it and you branded it? What a great way to repurpose content. And you can sell it for hundreds of dollars. I sell mine for $497. There's $2,000 worth of content. The flash drive, the hard cost, $18. Powerful. And I'm branded. I put it in a bubble pack with my picture on it, and it's incredible what's possible with a flash drive. And then number 12 is what you will get when you join us. This case, it's worth $2,900. It's a preloaded MP3 player, preloaded MP3. Now, what's a preloaded MP3? Well, it's an MP3 player that's preloaded with content. It has the best teleseminars I've ever done, the most powerful, the most profitable, the Bob Proctor one, the Jack Canfield, the Donald Trump, All of those are on that preloaded MP3 player. It's the size of a business card, believe it or not. You can do this and brand yourself and put your own content on there. I highly recommend you do it, David. And what happens is the content is worth so much more. Like, I have all of selfgrowthteleseminars.com. I have all 60-plus hours on that MP3 player. So it's like having 60-plus CDs in the palm of your hand. What's the power of that? I mean, most CDs, I mean, my CDs end up underneath the driver's seat, you know, where I got to, like, my knuckles get bloody. I'm trying to get it with the Cheerios and all the loose change, you know, with the kids. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to get to it because it kind of slid in that abyss.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen with a MP3 player. You just, you have a, if you have a pair of ears, which most people do, and in the palm of your hand, you can run with it, you can jog with it, you can mow your lawn with it, you can drive with it, and you end up listening to content. Those are the 12 repurposing ideas that one, just one teleseminar can afford you, and you get a $2,900 LearnPod. I call it a LearnPod and not an iPod because it's education-based. It's not entertainment-based, and it has all of Teleseminar Secrets on it. And all I've heard from people is, wow, that's the best bonus of all because I get to take you wherever I go. And that, to me, is the greatest, you know, form of flattery, where I'm getting to teach someone wherever they happen to be, whether they're traveling on vacation or if they're, you know, in on the Stairmaster in a gym or if they're in the car somewhere. Like Mahatma Gandhi said, full victory or full effort is full victory. Repurposing is where the money is. I hope, whether or not you come on board, that you repurpose your teleseminars because spoken word is easier to repurpose than written word, David.
It's worked for me. I've used, I'm looking over here, four of these, and I'm on my way to moving to using more of them.
Awesome. I hope you use the preloaded LearnPod. We have a vendor that does that for people. And, you know, the cost of the actual hardware is about $55. But imagine generating $2,000, $1,000, $500 from a $55 hard-cost product because all the money is in the information. So I highly recommend that you do that. Now, we're at the 70th minute. Let me tell you what 12 people are getting. Okay, already many of you who have come on board, you know who you are, have gotten this. But we have something that I haven't done for an entire year. I did it once before. It was last year, and it was with David. And it's the most requested thing that I have, people asking me, for whatever reason, they want private consulting from me about teleseminars. And it's something that I don't do because I don't believe on one-on-one. I believe on one-on-many. If I took my annual income divided by 50 weeks and 50 hours per week, it would be about $2,000 an hour. And so that's not, you know, affordable for most people. In fact, very few people are willing to pay that. I don't even think it's worth it. I mean, what can you get for an hour for $2,000? I think it's just, you know, it's a nice ego trip, but I can't deliver that much value. I don't think I wouldn't pay it for an hour. Now, if you divided it by 12, I think that would be worthwhile because, you know, that would be a lot more affordable. What if it were free? What if you got 12 on one with the person who created this course, who's been teaching it for 5 years, and you got access for 12 on one, and already several of you have access to this, and you did it 3 times in the months of December, January, or February. That is my offer. That is my offer that I'm giving to you above and beyond what I'm offering on selfgrowthteleseminars.com. The other offer is on page 13, and in box 1, there are 9 boxes there on how to generate traffic. These are list-building strategies, and none of them have to do with search engine optimization. The first one is called an email PS. So write that down, email PS. PS stands for postscript. Most people will not do a solo email for you, but if you ask me to do a PS, which is a 2-lined email going out to my list of about 250,000 people, I wouldn't say yes unless you got it as a bonus gift. So 12 of you, within time now and 24 months from now, you got 24 months to deal with this. I have to see the page 2 weeks in advance. That's the only criteria. So I want to make sure that I'm marketing to something that's worthwhile, I'm going to mail my list, and we are not affiliate partners. You keep 100% of the profit. David, you don't get access to this. I'm sorry. But those who are listening, that is my ethical bribe. I want you to come on board, and I want you to be in a position to teach David teleseminars, because there is so much more that I can learn, and David and everyone else can learn, just with fresh eyes and fresh ears. And so if you learn these methods, your area of expertise is going to build a lot more value into this. And if you get access to my list, chances are that you're going to build your list and have someone to speak to. I guarantee you there'll be more than one person on the call if I mail my list out. Typically, if I mail my list out in the morning, I have several hundred people on in the afternoon, sometimes a few thousand. I have a call I'm doing tomorrow at the time of this recording. There'll be 3,200 people on the call. 7,000 are registered. So it's mind-boggling. It'll be my largest call I've ever done. So an email PS, you'll get access to that, but you got to be one of the first 12. After the 13th person, you'll be on a standby list. Don't worry, because if one of the 12 drop out, you can get in their slot. So just hang in there, and please stay with us. So email PS is the first way. You can joint venture with people. What an easy way to test something with someone with a list. I did this with Brian Tracy, with Jack Canfield, with Les Brown, and many, many others. And email PS is a great way to build your list and to see if anyone cares about your offer. Number two, teleseminars. Take teleseminar courses. Get on teleseminars and introduce yourself at the beginning of calls, what's called the welcoming. Because the one thing you know about teleseminars is everyone else is on a teleseminar. So they could be your target audience. So I hire interns to actually get on teleseminars and introduce themselves and give my websites out, and I get traffic that way. So teleseminars are a great way to drive traffic to your own pages that have teleseminars being offered, your ask pages. Number three, podcasts. Podcasts are a great way to repurpose teleseminars. And if you don't know how to create a podcast, I'm going to give you a web page that will show you how to do just that. It's free. You don't have to pay me $1,000 or Paul Culligan $1,000, actually $997, to take Podcast Secrets. You can do it for free, but you need to type in this keyword phrase, how to create a podcast. How to create a podcast. Write that down, how to create a podcast, in your additional notes. And I want you to go to this website. You probably don't use it enough. It's free. It's www.google.com.
I've heard of it.
Have you?
Yes.
I don't go there nearly enough, and I go there at least 100 times a day. Go to google.com. In the search box, type in how to create a podcast. You will see the best article for free on how to create a podcast. What a great way to drive traffic. Steve Jobs on iTunes will help you drive traffic to your teleseminar. And the best thing is you don't even have to create podcasts. The teleseminars can repurpose it, a podcast. And one teleseminar is sometimes worth 6 to 12 podcasts, so you're recycling traffic there. Number four, articles. You can write articles with your mouth through transcriptions of teleseminars, and post articles on easingarticles.com. It's free. It's free. Go to easingarticles.com. Even better, go to google.com and type in e-zine directories or type in article directories. Better yet, go to selfgrowthadvertising.com and get registered with David, because he has directories for articles that you can pay for and get traffic. So articles are a great way to drive traffic, but drive them into your teleseminars, not into ebooks, not into web pages with squeeze pages that have subscription to e-zines. Drive them into teleseminars. You're going to be on this call for 90 minutes. You've been on for, so far, 78 minutes. The average visitor at one of Alex Mondosian's websites, and I'm not ashamed to say this because this is higher than the norm, is 58 seconds. That's how long the median average visitor comes to, and stays at one of my websites and reads my pages. Who knows how long you're going to selfgrowthteleseminars.com? But look how long you're with us. If you're on a teleseminar for 60 minutes, that's 60 times more powerful, 60 times more impact, 60 times more intimate than a website. I'm not saying that a website doesn't work. I'm just saying that a teleseminar will keep someone's attention. So why not drive people into your teleseminar pages? Number five, AdWords, Google AdWords. The guy who created the Google AdWords Learning Center is one of my faculty members. His name is Simon Leong. He has a $2,000 course. He teaches AdWords optimization. You will learn his optimization secrets for free. He's one of my faculty. And he's a Teleseminar Secrets graduate and alumni, like David is. That's number five. Number six, I mentioned this earlier. It's a lost art, but booklets. If you give away booklets, if you create 30 and 40 cent booklets and give them away, we've gotten lost and spoiled with the internet because email's free. Just give booklets away. You'll be shocked at the pass-along value. And if you have your website on every single page of the booklet at the footer, people will come to it, listen to your teleseminar, they'll opt in, and now something that costs you money is free because you're communicating with them via email. Offline to online is much more powerful than online to online. Offline to online means that people are firing up their browser, they're coming online, they're making a decision to opt in, and they're doing that. If someone is online, they're clicking a link, it's not as powerful of a lead. So a booklet is a great way to generate traffic. Utilize that strategy. People ignore it. That's number six. Number seven, blog posts. You don't need to learn how to optimize your traffic through Google. Just put up a WordPress blog like I have. In fact, if you go to selfgrowthteleseminars.com and click on the link at the top that says blog, you'll see videos and you'll see comments on that blog. People are commenting on the blog, and I put up tips there. And there's all kinds of bonus gifts that you can read about on that blog. That's called a blog post. When the content comes in and I ask for comments, Google gives me a higher search engine ranking and a page rank. So blog posting is a great way. And I don't blog with my fingers. I blog with my mouth. Transcriptions and transcripts of my audio files end up becoming blog posts, 300 to 500 words. Okay, number eight, testimonials. Now, if you gave me a testimonial and if you put your website and it led to a teleseminar, I would post it. I may not make it a live link, but I'd post it. I've done the same thing with Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, T. Harv Eker. When you give someone testimonials who has a lot of traffic, then if they post it and they have your domain there, I mean, it's a chance you can take, but I generate tons of traffic that way, especially if it's a heartfelt testimonial because the thought leader wants to post that thing. So make sure that it's a heartfelt testimonial. Make sure that you purchase the continuing education. If you give me one, I'll post it if it's authentic. And, you know, I generate 40, 50,000 unique visitors a month on my blog. You'll get traffic. Many people have. And then number nine, business cards. Business cards. On the back of your business card, if it's blank, if there's no writing on it, you are throwing away money. On the back of mine, it says something like this. At this moment, Gary Sandman, by the way, thank you, Gary. Thank you for trusting us. Welcome aboard. And you are not only going to get mailed to my list whenever you want within the next 2 years, but you're going to get the bonuses that are on selfgrowthteleseminars.com. So thank you, Gary. By the way, we have a four-pay plan and we have a one-pay plan. The four-pay plan, many people get their return on investment before they even stop paying. So it's over a four-month period. So over 4 months, you know, I'm your bank. You pay a little bit more, but it's certainly worthwhile. So many people have opted for that. So, Gary, thank you for that.
Alex, we only have about 8-10 minutes left.
Yes.
What I'd like to do is kind of jump, maybe quickly cover some of the material, and we really haven't gotten into, I know a lot of it's on the website, but I'd like to just spend a couple of minutes talking about this extremely, and when I say extremely, it is extremely comprehensive program that you provide and teach that literally takes anyone, you know, assuming that they know how to use a phone, they could speak, and they can do the cut and pasting, virtually anyone, and teaches them how to create, market, how to develop teleseminars, how to productize it, basically everything that you've done to take your annual income and turn it into literally an hourly income. So I'd like to make sure we have a few minutes and reserve a couple minutes to really cover what you're providing in your full program. So if you could take just a couple of minutes and wrap up some of the content, because I just want to give folks really a good opportunity to hear about what your whole program is about.
Okay, I will do that now. That's fair enough. So if you go to selfgrowthteleseminars.com, you will see an invitation for you to come on board. And at selfgrowthteleseminars.com, if you click on bonus gifts, you'll see all of the bonuses that you are getting. You're getting access to the world's largest mastermind group. And the mastermind group is critically important because these are people who have plowed the ground before you and know the ropes, and you know they're willing to assist because selfishly, you know, they want a joint venture with you. So that's critically important. Another bonus gift is the Learn Pod, or the preloaded MP3 player, as I mentioned earlier. The preloaded MP3 player is also one of the bonus gifts that you'll get. And as a result, what ends up happening is you get all of the Teleseminar secrets on that Learn Pod. Another bonus gift that you get is the tested website templates. This cost me $5,300. I mean, that's what I paid my webmaster. These are the highest converting web templates on the internet that I know of, because I know many of my buddies use it in internet marketing. And I also have email templates. Every email you can think of to get people on Teleseminars, there's 23 different templates, so all you got to do is cut and paste your date and time and your topic, you are good to go with these email templates. So there's very little thinking to do. There's a 52-week audio postcard coaching program, which is once a week. It comes to you once a week for 52 weeks, the 52 most important questions answered. I have a private vendor network that people just kind of glaze over. But you know what? I have lost so much money from people who are not good vendors. I mean, people who have literally stolen from me. I have folks on this vendor list that are the highest performing and most reliable vendors. They're there for a specific reason. If I get complaints, they're off. They're thrown off. I have private resources, many of which are free, and they are there as well. They're a private resources list that has taken me over 10 years to compile. Probably the most important and powerful thing to put you in business is called recording rights. This is worth $5,000. Okay? They are 2 CDs full of transcripts. Now, these transcripts are internet marketing transcripts as an internet marketing consultant that I've recorded on what to do to build an internet marketing business. But it's generic. It's any internet marketing business. It's any independent professional business, small business, marketing on the internet. All you got to do is read the transcript into a recording device, put your face, put your name, put the title on 2 CDs, and you have an instant product. You keep 100% of the profit, or you can give it away, but it's better than a business card. I've never, ever seen this. It's called recording rights. And lifetime alumni privileges, that means you get to come back again and again and again at no cost. You get one accountability partner once you get in the members area. You get one accountability partner, which means they can pay you half of the tuition. I've had some webmasters pay all of the tuition and then give credit back in web development to the people that they have paid, because that's how valuable these templates and these teleseminar secrets are at selfgrowthteleseminars.com. I have a win-lose guarantee, which is you can get access to the first 3 modules for free. Basically, you know, you pay for it, but there's no risk. You can ask for a refund. And if I fail to exceed your expectations, you can ask for a refund, and I'll actually beg for your refund. By the third module, I'll say, okay, look, it's time. I want a refund, or I want you to stick with me for life. That's what I ask. I mean, and people who listen, they can't believe their ears, but I want that because I want everyone to stick with me for life, because it makes my job easier. If you go down to the bottom of selfgrowthteleseminars.com and you read all about the reunion, there's 150 people that get to go to the reunion. It's right above the subheadline that says, "Let's wrap this up." It's a video. Click it, and that's what happens at just one of the reunions when people come up, and for 1.5 days they actually get to meet each other, and they get to see each other of this teleseminarian community that we have built. So Check out the video testimonials. They're more online than any other website I've ever visited. There's more audio testimonials than I've ever seen. There's over 200 of them. Could they all be wrong? I mean, could Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Les Brown, could Blake Warrington, could Lisa Lefebvre and Ellen Bader and Armin Morin and David Chaney and J. Conrad Levinson, Paul Culligan, can Renee Grant Adams and Marty Fonke and Marlon Sanders, could they all be wrong? Could Richard Blackstone and David Rickland and Tom Antion, could they be wrong? Could Declan Dunn, Marsha Bench, and Joel Bauer and David Lacani, could they be wrong? I mean, I don't know if they could. I don't think they could. They have taken this course as students, and now they are Strategic Alliance partners. So selfgrowthteleseminars.com. Go there, get registered, the first 12. Get some very special bonuses I've been mentioning again and again and again. And is it okay if I go to page 14 and 15 and just wrap it up?
Let's see if we can wrap it up. And just to remind folks, this is David. If you're interested and you think teleseminars are a potential way for you to profitably grow your business, build your business, online and offline business, there is no better program out there and no better person to learn from than Alex. And he's literally, it sounds like you're literally giving every single person on the line here an opportunity to kind of try it out and literally start with the program. And if it's not giving you every single thing that you're expecting, he'll give you a full refund.
Yeah, I will, because selfishly, I don't want to just have you on board for one investment. I want you on for life so we can be Strategic Alliance partners. So I do it self-servingly as well as benevolently. Peter Zeiskeg or Chegg, Chegg, Zeiskeg or Chegg Chiropractic Neurology, thank you for trusting us. Welcome aboard. You've come on board as well. I think we have 5 slots left for the first 12. Again, if you're number 13, stay on board in case someone drops out. But I'm telling you, this course is worth taking. I hope you bring on board an accountability partner. It is free to bring the accountability partner on board to hold you accountable. Page 14, how to get maximum impact from a teleseminar. This is everything I did today. This page gives a lot of people a muscle tension headache because they look at it and they go, oh my gosh, how does this work? Well, if you just study it, you'll notice that step one, you know, David welcomed everyone, encouraged the audience to introduce themselves. Step two, David said who was on the call, how the call came to be, and I said why you should be listening. Step three was all about content, case studies, stories, how-to, and endorsements. And that's what you want to do between minute 10 and minute 55 of a 60 or 70-minute teleseminar, because the content should be right in the middle of it. Now, step four, five, and six, this is where most people go wrong. The action that we want you to take should be throughout the call, minute 15, minute 30, minute 40, okay? What that is the call to action. It's not like a platform speech where you give a call to action at the very end. I mean, David and I have spoken on the same platform together, and what ends up happening is you wait till the very end and you say, hey, if you want to continue education from me, then, you know, go with it. But you can't do that with a teleseminar because less people are on the call right now than there were, you know, an hour ago. So you want to do it throughout the call. Step four, five, and six, between minute 14 and minute 40 is when you want to give call to actions. You want to have a website available. Selfgrowthteleseminars.com is that website. And an ethical bribe, I gave you many of them. Mailing my list is one. The 12-on-1 coaching is another. That's step seven. And I've been summarizing throughout this call. I'm not going to do an FAQ session, which is step nine, but every module for Teleseminar Secrets on those Monday nights, I do FAQ sessions. And then I have one of my students, Stu McLaren. He's taken Teleseminar Secrets for 5 years. He does them on Fridays for any leftover questions that you may have. So every question goes answered. I mean, it's crazy, but we do it because it's content. And I end up repurposing those questions. So that's page 14. Page 15, I want you to circle the following letters. C, 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 and B. Okay? Question number one, cold calls is not a recommended format. I've mentioned that from the very beginning. Question number two, the pop quiz, radio ads. I don't recommend radio ads. I will be doing voice broadcasting to make sure that if you have a spam blocker, I'm at least getting through and letting you know that, hey, listen, we have our teleseminar happening tonight. Please get on the call. Fax broadcast, audio postcards, but radio ads are not a recommended reminder method. How many calls do I recommend before having you charge for them? Well, you get more people registered for a teleseminar if you don't charge for it. So I want you to build your list first, as David knows. So I recommend 5 free calls, not 1, not 2, not 20, but 5. I did over 200. I wouldn't recommend that for you, but 5 for sure, because you perfect your content. You can always make money from the repurposed content of a free call, but before you charge for a call like you did with Bob Proctor, make sure you do at least 5 free calls. I did over 500 calls before I did the Bob Proctor call. And then the ideal time to get people to take action is between minute 15 and minute 40. Between minute 15 and minute 40. Okay, page 16, 2 final points. Point number 2. Spoken word has more reach than written word. Please write that down. Key point number 2 at the bottom of page 16. Spoken word, when I'm speaking to you, you can listen to me in your car. You can listen to me while you're jogging. You can't read a book while you're jogging. If you're in traffic, you can't read a book. If you can, I hope I'm not driving next to you. So, I mean, the spoken word has so much more reach. The spoken word has shaped the world. The Gettysburg Address was spoken, then written. Sermon on the Mount was spoken, then written. The I Ching was spoken, then written. Blood, Sweat, and Tears by Winston Churchill, spoken, then written. I Have a Dream, right? Martin Luther King, spoken, then written. So the spoken world is, the word has shaped the world, I believe. And children, this is under key point number 2, children learn first by spoken word, then by written word. So that's what I do. I'm teaching people who are learning as kids. I mean, they're learning these things as the first time. You learn faster through spoken word because kids learn how to listen to the spoken word and learn from the spoken word. Even at age 1 is understood. People and kids don't learn how to read until age 5 and 6 and 7. At least that's what my kids, you know, did. So could it be that maybe the more archaic or older part of the brain understood the spoken word? Could it be why oral tradition was the way that people communicated during caveman days? That was the way. Well, what a great way to teach something new. So that's why I start with spoken word, then I give people written word that's repurposed. So that's key point number 2. And key point number 3, my final point, please write this down. Please write, I have 2 choices. I have 2 choices. Now just listen carefully. You're listening right now, and I used to think that there were 2 types of people who listen to my teleseminars. And I felt that there were 2 types of people who listened to my public speeches. One person knew that they could, the I can person, and the other type of person was the I can't person. They thought that they couldn't. They would hear, both people would hear the same thing. They would hear the same content. They would have the same experience, feel the same feelings, write the same notes, do everything the same way. One would hang up the phone or walk out of the seminar room, apply things that they had learned and become a success, and in some cases become a multimillionaire, add a zero to their net worth, the I can person. And the I can't person would walk out of the room or hang up the phone and live and continue to live a life of obscurity and live in mediocrity. And I couldn't understand why 2 people with the same experience would have such different results. And then it hit me. Those aren't 2 people. They're 2 voices. They're 2 voices in the same person. You have the I can't voice and the I can voice. I can do this, which is the voice I want you to amplify, and the I can't do this, which is the voice I want you to diminish. And I don't think you can get rid of the I can't do this voice. It's there for your safety. I can't jump off this cliff and survive a 200-foot fall. I mean, that's there for our safety, right, David?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's there for a reason. I'm going to tell you that the "I can't do this" voice was put there by somebody else. I know who put it there for me, and that person's parent put it there for them, and that person's parent put it there for them. It was just like generational. I stopped it with my kids. Now, I don't know what your experience is, but it's not the person's fault who put it there. The fact is, we accepted it. Even worse than having an "I can't do this" voice is thinking that someone stole your "I can do this" voice. Who stole your "I can do this" voice? Was it you? Was it someone close to you? I mean, if you feel that someone stole that voice, then you're not going to be able to do this. So I don't believe there are two types of people. I believe there are two voices. Amplify "I can" and mute out or just lower the "I can't." Make it into like a little church mouse. Make the "I can do this" voice like James Earl Jones. "I can do this." And the "I can't do this" is like, "I can't do this." And then you will succeed. And that's what I've done over the years. It may sound silly, even uncomfortable to think about, but that is my key point. I can't and I can. As Henry Ford said, if you feel you can't, or if you feel you can, you're right in both counts.
All right, Alex, we're going to be cut off pretty soon. I know we only have the line a couple more minutes. Any final words of wisdom? I just want to give out one more time for folks who haven't had a chance. Just www.selfgrowthteleseminars.com. No doubt. And just one thing I want to mention to folks. If you're interested in internet marketing or understanding the internet, studying selfgrowthteleseminars.com will provide you invaluable ideas.
Yeah.
In terms of using copywriting, in terms of using testimonials, it's just phenomenal. And he's been able to do that primarily because you've built up a phenomenal program for folks. And for folks who are interested in getting, I'm assuming, are there still a couple of spots open?
Yeah, there
right
still
now,
are.
Out of the 12. A couple of folks on the line, if you're ready to take action and you enroll, you'll be guaranteed one of the 12 spots that gets you private access, private group access to Alex, plus access to your list as well.
That's correct.
Of literally 250,000 folks. So if you want to jump on that, now's the time. Any final words, Alex, for everybody who's still on the line?
The final word is you can do a webinar. You can turn an annual income into a monthly income. Whether you will or not is up to you, but you can do it. It is possible. So my job is not to change your mind. It's to open your mind so the agony of the decision-making becomes so intense that your only escape is to be open to that possibility that you can. I hope you do it, and I hope our paths cross again. Thank you, David.
All right, I'm just going to open it up and give folks a chance to say goodnight.